tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No, no, no.
He tweets at Nick Allens. And get a gig this week, Nick?
I don't.
I should have. You know what? About 80% of the time I ask you off the air, and I say I'll plug it. And then the 20% I do, it's always no. And I love how you say it. I don't.
No.
So
no.
I blame me for that.
No, no problem. No, a couple of months ago, I hated stand-up comedy, and yeah. I didn't book any shows. Yeah. Now I'm feeling it.
Yeah, you
I
are.
Wish
yeah,
I,
yeah,
wish
yeah,
I would have booked some gigs.
Yeah, because you've been having a lot lately. I saw that. Well, he's with us this morning. Still does a dope podcast with Richard Reese. Check it out on the cloud there.
I know a lady who runs a comedy club, Nick. I'll introduce you to her.
Yeah.
She might be able to help
Ari Shaffir later this week. Ari's brutal. Brutally funny.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
His opener's really funny, too. I can't remember her name, but I just saw... I think she just opened up for Patton Oswalt somewhere recently, and he's like, she's amazing.
All
and
right, cool.
She had an old Letterman set. It was just full of great jokes.
Got it.
Hey, an Egyptian-American comedian.
Oh, you have the actual audio?
I do have. It turns out I've got some 911 audio here.
Oh, that 911. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Explain it. This is a funny joke, though. Yeah. This is a good joke. Go ahead and tell me where's you.
Ahmed Ahmed. I don't know that that's how you say his name, but that's how it's...
A-H-M-E-D.
Yeah. He says that... it's the first time he's ever had the cops called on him because of a joke. And here is part of the 911 call that happened the next day, as I recall, in the story. Oh, we don't have it.
Still tell the story.
Damn.
All right.
I love that the guy waited till the next day to call 911.
I think the joke's funny.
Yeah.
But he's also talking to a bunch of white people in Naples, Florida.
In
right?
Naples, Florida.
And that's white people with money, a lot of
talking to a bunch of white people. He asked them how many people were from the Middle East. A few people clapped. He joked, well, it only takes one of us. And, you know, people kind of chuckled. And then he said, to tell a joke.
Yeah, there you go.
One guy in the audience the next day called 911 to report that the joke had made him uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't he say something like, lock the doors?
Yeah, it only takes one of us to tell a joke, ha, ha, ha. And then he says, no, seriously, lock the doors.
So the next day, the guy calls 911.
The next day, guy calls 911.
We have the audio,
the joke. No, apparently we don't.
Oh,
the program is not working. And so the next day, the guy called 911 to report that the joke had made him uncomfortable. The caller told the dispatcher that Ahmed said that the Middle Easterners could organize their own terrorist organization.
Called the
two
cops.
Deputies yeah. did go out to the club to talk with the comedian, as I suppose they just have to.
Hopefully they just do it as a joke it was going to be, like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, he said they were polite and just left.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, look, we got this call. What's up? It's nothing. Fine, we'll see you.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
He said he kept telling the New York, or that he told the New York Post he thought that he was getting punked or something like that because, you know, he's been telling this joke for however long and whatnot, but somebody didn't like it.
He called 911 over a joke
the next
from the
day.
Night
next
before.
Because he was uncomfortable. But he was comfortable enough to sleep on it. And then decided, well, that joke made me uncomfortable. I better make a call.
That's funny.
If everybody did that, I'd been at open mics where SWAT teams should show up.
I'm sure they've said everything, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a lot of times, especially when dudes first start out, if they can't get laughs, they'll just try to be shocking. It's
God, yeah.
And then I aborted everybody. That's not funny.
Not funny at all.
Or maybe when they're just eating it on stage, it makes the whole audience makes me kind of uncomfortable. I feel badly for them.
Yeah.
So in the future, I'll call 911. Listen, he sucked so much, he made me uncomfortable. I just felt bad for the guy, so you better look into that, because I wasn't comfortable.
Damn. Yeah, every audience member that was uncomfortable about a joke called the cops.
Of course they are, right.
More cops.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, you're going to see Ari Shaffir. He might make you uncomfortable. He's funny.
Yeah.
What if people call the cops on us every time we said something that made them uncomfortable?
They'd be here every day.
Let's not plant that idea in their heads. Problem is
they would call the cops, and the cops go, yeah, I heard it. I listened to those cops. Because we have a lot of cops listening to the show.
Yeah, they were joking.
Yeah. It's a radio show. Get over it, then hang up.
We're celebrating the 20th annual National Women's Health Week.
Alabama's not.
No.
I suppose not.
There was a great clip on the Weekend Update about Alabama and Georgia. It said, Happy Mother's Day, where Alabama and Georgia want to make it mandatory.
That's awesome.
Libtards in the Saturday Night Live pissed me off.
Plus, they apparently keep an eye on you if you're pregnant and you try to leave the state.
Which is, in that, what's the show out?
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, how Handmaid's Tale is that? You can't leave the state.
Was on this date in 2006 in a primetime address to the nation, President Bush said he would send up to 6,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexican border to help curb the problem of illegal immigration.
Surprised we had guys around. We were actually a full-fledged war in 06.
Yeah. I'm glad he fixed that.
Yeah, he did fix that.
More of the players that had Doris Day in the Deadpool.
97 a couple days ago. If you had Tim Conway, you got to wait till next week. Because
hopefully we'll be done with these early tomorrow.
Old legends die back to back. Craig is backed up.
Hopefully we'll be done with Doris Day early tomorrow.
And hopefully hopefully Kirk Douglas doesn't die anytime soon.
Oh yeah.
Then we're in trouble.
Yeah.
No, that's good because we'll get a surge of people tuning in just to hear their Deadpool name.
That's true.
So it's good for business.
It is.
I saw a headline that said she's not having a memorial service, no burial. So what are they doing with her?
No, the headline was she didn't like death. I think I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but she said she doesn't like death, so no memorial service, no grave marker, nothing.
Just leave me here.
Yeah.
I don't know if the
what are they doing with her?
I don't
just
know.
Let me
I wasn't interested enough to click on this story,
no,
but
the
I
headline
just like,
said
yeah.
Yeah, the headline said she didn't like death, and I just said, well, obviously who does? It was interesting because she was really a famous, famous icon for years.
And didn't care.
And I like that part. She didn't care. I have no problem with that. But
or ran away from it.
But she's not even going to be a place in Hollywood where people go look at her gravestone because she's Doris Day, you know?
Yeah. So just leave me in bed.
I don't think that's what she meant.
Let me rot. Throw a little lime on me every once in a while.
It's still my house. Don't let let my house stay here.
If it gets a little stinky.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Well, yeah, she's got to end up somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. Unclaimed people. Maybe somebody's got an urn of her somewhere.
Toss her in the ground. You just don't have to mark it.
That's true, too.
Yeah, she just said no marker.
Yep.
Yeah.
And no service.
Yep. No service. You could cremate her and throw her anywhere.
Right.
Well, you could do whatever you want. Because she's not going to know.
You're right.
No. Guy at the back of the crematorium just opens the door and throws her crap in the trash.
Or he gives it to the person who brought her over.
Yeah, maybe.
That here, you go put this anywhere you want.
Right.
You know, in the breeze.
You could do the LeBron
the water,
with her, like he does with the powder.
Right, dog food.
Yeah.
Or you take her camping, feed her to the bears. Yeah. That would be good to have.
Yeah. I'm not sure I have a problem with this.
Here do I.
You know?
No, here do I.
I don't think I, you know, no funeral, no marker, no, just, you know, cremate me and move on, folks. I think I'm cool with that.
Like, the lack of a funeral does seem weird, especially for people who know her.
Yes. Yeah.
It seems like a big gathering where everybody can say goodbye. It's like, she's gone.
That doesn't mean a bunch of people aren't going to get together somewhere and honor her that way. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Although she didn't want
Okay. But that's a little selfish.
It is.
Because the funeral's not for the dead.
Not necessarily a funeral. Just remember her life and career. We'll see that in some sort of montage somewhere soon, I'm sure.
And it's not a funeral. It's a celebration of life.
There you go. And it's not for her. Some of the people that had her, Doris Day, in the Deadpool include, and I finally figured this one
out. That's what she should have had at her service. You read these names of the Deadpool that had her.
Yeah.
She's that much into it.
Yeah. I finally figured this one out. Otto be a stripper. A little too clever, I think.
Otto be a stripper.
Otto be a stripper is the name.
Like, you ought to be a stripper.
I've
got it.
I've given it to you.
Sounds like a vanity license plate.
Right.
Yeah.
It does.
Up until now, it was a toba stripper. What the what does that mean?
Yeah, too many characters though to put on a license plate.
Yeah. Smoking Samoa gets a hit, as does Snoop Dogg and Snot Bubble. Snotsy Cucumber. So Tom and the Dinkins, who is now leading the league,
even after after Tim Conway, right?
After Tim Conway, yeah. So, Rapping the Bear last night gets a hit, as does Space Dockin' with Dr. Mina.
Space Dockin'.
I'm not sure where that comes
here
from.
Here do I.
Space Dockin' with Dr. Mina sounds fun.
I'm sure she's happy to be included in that.
Yeah. Space Station Snow Globe gets a hit.
That's somebody masturbating in space.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
It would float around like a snow globe.
It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, that was where that came from.
Well, obviously, it doesn't. It can just float around in the
space station.
No gravity.
Yeah.
Spawn Ranch Raiders. Sphincterectomy gets a hit, as does Squirtin' with Disaster.
That's funny.
I love that. I think Molly Hatchet would love that, too.
Yeah. Stage Diving Midget Stripper gets a hit. Stinky Death, better leave that one. Stinky Pinky, 6969, gets a hit. As does St. Nick's Almost Whore. Stoneballs Jackson.
I like that one, too.
Epiglottis, we'll let that one go. Teachers for Death gets a hit.
Yeah, that's got to be a group of teachers somewhere.
It does.
Have a group together.
It does.
Yeah.
Ooh, Team G-Spot gets a hit.
All right.
That's good.
Good team.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler, your team gets a hit. Team Helmet Up.
Yeah.
Gets a hit.
I get a guy checking in once in a while.
As does the Associated Press.
Yes. I'm a Helmet Up guy, too. Which other one there?
The Associated Press gets a hit.
Oh, you got that? Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Associated Press.
Is that funny, Nick?
Yeah. You're going to kick your ass, Nick. That's like I'm going to kick your ass, Nick. That's funny, Nick.
I think what's funny about it that time is that you just brought it up. A lot of times you'll say, according to the Associated Press.
Yeah.
Associated Press.
There goes Slick Fist Rick.
There he goes, man. There he goes.
The Ruling on the Field gets a hit, as does Three Hole Tongue Punch. Robert F. Kennedy. And Throckmorton Peck of Cheese.
Oh, there you go, man.
I eat Peck of Cheese.
I know you do, John. John's in Wichita this weekend, right?
Yes, yeah. He is.
Looney Bin.
Looney Bin in Wichita.
You're in Wichita, Looney Bin. Go see our friend John Paul. I know you know who he is because he's amazing. Funny dude.
He's incredible. Like.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization is releasing guidelines for lowering the risk of getting dementia.
Oh, yeah.
We might should look into this.
Yep.
Apparently, the best way to reduce the risk is to follow a healthy lifestyle. Surely.
Define
healthy. Come on. Give me a pill or something.
Yeah. Give me something that I'm not going to say. It's too late.
Alcohol dementia is probably, you know, since I don't think really it's... Well, is any of our families do we know of? Well, Craig doesn't know because his biological family's dead.
And hates me.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, every medication that I'm on...
could give you dementia?
Can induce dementia.
All right. Including vodka.
Yeah, how much do you have to drink to get the alcohol-induced dementia?
A lot. But you know what? It all depends on the person.
Are you worried
though.
Or setting
yeah,
goals?
Well, no.
A lot. Over a period of a long time.
Well, that can help.
Yeah. I know for a fact, my sister worked at a nursing home just up until recently. She retired, but she there were guys my age and a lot younger. I mean, 10, 12 years younger than me that were in there for alcohol and dementia just in nursing homes. Now, they had to drink everything. They weren't weekend partiers like most people. They had to be just complete alcoholics every day to be dementia at 45 years old.
Yeah, they were drinking Aquavalva.
Yeah, or 55 for that matter. Right.
Yeah, the only thing I'm seeing here is it says if you abuse alcohol throughout many years,
and hardcore abuse.
Yeah.
Not your weekend partier.
And you take cholesterol meds. And
that part.
Anti-anxiety meds. And drink a lot. You could get dementia.
So if you want to lower your risk,
Todd.
You want to lower your risk of getting dementia, follow the healthy lifestyle. That includes exercising regularly, avoiding smoking, avoid overeating, avoid drinking too much alcohol. Experts do say that there is no proof that fish oil, vitamin B or E supplements work
on anything.
They say that there is moderate evidence that Mediterranean-style diets may reduce the risk of cognitive decline.
Now, also dementia is heredity, too, for that matter.
Hummus. Eat lots of hummus.
You good with that, too?
No, that's Mediterranean.
Okay.
You crush up your chickpeas.
Or you crush up your anti-anxiety medicine in the hummus.
And put it in the hummus.
It's a hit at parties.
And everybody dips
into
it.
And that would negate the effects. I keep seeing this ad for, I forget what it's called, but they get it from jellyfish or something. And it's supposed to be a supplement for your brain.
Got it. I love that. I keep forgetting what it is.
Because I don't take it.
Yeah, he's not on it.
Once you're on it, if you forget it.
I believe it's called Prevagen or something like that.
Oh, I've heard that term.
I would like to ask Dr. Mina or any doctor. But Dr. Mina's good at answering stuff like that, if that really helps.
When you Google it, the first thing that comes up is jellyfish memory supplement Prevagen is a hoax, FTC says.
Okay.
But there you go.
Yeah, Dr. Puss will answer that question.
Don't worry about it.
Dr. Google answered that one pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just saw a name in the Y's on the...
for Doris?
Yeah.
Can you read it or not?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Your grandma's fart box.
Oh, yeah.
Check that. You can't read. Oh, you can't read it, but I didn't need to hear that.
But you shouldn't.
She's got one if she's alive, by the way.
Call your grandma today, kids.
Yeah. She's going to die, and you won't ever hear her fart box again.
It's decades and decades and decades of farts.
Grandma's got a fart box.
Grandpa never sleeps at night.
Grandpa's got a fart box. He wears all night. When Daddy comes home,
that's Grandpa.
She's farting all night.
Grandpa with Daddy.
Oh, God.
Grandma's got a fart box.
Grandpa never sleeps at night.
Wears on her chest.
You brought all of this on.
Yeah.
Well, it was going to happen eventually, apparently. I just happened to see it towards the end of the...
Grandma's got a fart box. She wears on her chest.
It was inevitable.
Yeah. When Daddy comes home, he gets no rest. Grandpa. When Grandpa comes home, he never gets no rest. Because she's farting all night.
Grandpa's wishing he could go back to the war.
San Francisco is banning the use of facial recognition technology by city agencies.
They're a little bit too big brotherish, it sounds like, huh?
That's what they think.
Yeah, good. I think we all should be against a little bit too much big brother, righties and lefties.
The other side says, hey, it helps in solving crimes because we can see who's where.
Yeah, but soon you'll have the precogs in there. And we all have seen Minority Report. The precog's going to tell you who did it. And we know for a fact in that movie, Tom Cruise doesn't murder somebody. They got that wrong. It's a good movie.
But if you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, I hate hearing that. And I don't get that. I don't get that.
No, I don't either.
There still should be some freedom left. And I think both sides can agree on that, hopefully. Oh, no, I don't. Wait a minute. I'm reading this. Not in Alabama. Or Georgia. Yeah. No freedom.
No, then we should have
no freedom.
Random anal cavity searches for anybody.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They can just pull you over.
Yeah, if you're not doing anything.
And randomly search your anal cavity.
There you go. If you're not doing anything wrong, Todd.
If you're not hiding anything in your ass, what's the problem?
Yeah.
You didn't shove anything up there. What's the big deal? Yeah.
Some people have that attitude.
They do. I see it on Facebook. Or just social media in general, you see it.
However, there's an investigative report about you. You shouldn't, the public shouldn't be able to see.
No, not at all.
What's in that report?
That the public paid for, by the way.
Yeah.
That the public paid for.
But they should be able to look in your ass.
Right.
If you make that a law.
I think Todd is doing the rabbit there. Whatever you do, don't look in my ass. I just said it. Damn it. Damn it.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
I don't know if I could do this chickpea joke. I've never heard it before.
Well, be careful. Is it a dirty joke about chickpea?
Yeah.
I think I know where this is headed.
Man.
Yeah, Let it go.
I can do the setup.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, and then you call Puss for the punchline.
No, I don't like this.
That always works.
Let me give you Todd's cell phone number. Call him.
What's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean? And I can't give you the punchline.
Man, I don't know. Should I know that? Now, should I know it by thinking about
it? No, I've not heard this one before.
Okay.
But you think it's one of those that's been around for a while.
Like how you got none pregnant.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. A classic.
I think the punchline involves urination.
Does it? Chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
Yep. Nick may be on to something.
All right. Nick wrote that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick had a gig this weekend. I tell you, go out and Nick will do that joke for you.
Nick sold it. He already sold that joke. He can't use it. He can't use it on stage. He sold that joke. Can't use it on stage.
Right. Yeah, I got through that Branson this week.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.